Well, good morning. So glad y'all are here today. Thank you, Tiff. Tiffany is my firstborn, and she just had a birthday on the 19th. And then my fourthborn, which was my last one, my baby girl, she just had a birth. Adriana waves, so everybody knows that you're my daughter. She just had a birthday on the 20th, and then mine's today. And then I have a granddaughter, July 15th, Taylor, sitting back there. So we have a lot of July birthdays. But thank y'all, everyone, for the 30th, again, birthday wishes. It's funny, that would make me younger than all four of my kids. Okay, I don't know if that would work out too well. Okay, now I am doing the summer series, part four. And the title of my message is Summer Miracles. And I forgot to spit my gum out. I don't want to be fighting my gum the whole time. Well, I'll put it in my napkin here. Okay, so since the beginning of time and all throughout history, God has performed miracles. Miracles of healing, parting the waters, transporting people from one place to another in a split second. And that was before Star Trek. And beam me up, Scotty. And, you know, that was just fantasy. That was make-believe. But God did the real thing. Raising the dead, casting out demons, defying natural circumstances, etc. God is a God of miracles. We serve a miracle-working God. And He wants to perform miracles on our behalf, for us, because He loves us. And I'm here to tell you today that God is still in the miracle working business. It didn't pass away after the days of the Bible. It didn't go away. God is the same, the Bible says, yesterday, today, and forever. What He did a long time ago, He still does today. All the goodness, all of His mercy, all of His faithfulness, all of His love and His loving kindness that was then from the beginning of time is still today for us. And He performs miracles of protection, healing, financial, deliverance, whatever it is you need, He is there to give you your miracle. There are many types of miracles that God performs, many types. When we think of miracles, a lot of the time, I think our mindset is healing. And there has been, I have received many miraculous healings in my own life, and I'll be talking about one of them. But God does many miraculous healings, physical healings. But He also does many other types of miracles. So when I was asking the Lord about what to speak on, I felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to speak on miracles. And I thought, well, I just preached on miracles a couple of years ago. I'm just not sure. I mean, Lord, do I need to preach on it again already? And He just, you know, that's what I kept feeling, miracles. And so I said, would you please give me a confirmation? Because I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure that I spoke on what the Lord wanted me to speak on for today, for you that are here today. And there's a purpose and plan for you being here today. God sent you here today for a purpose. So I get emails from the Elijah List, and they send out articles, and I get an article each day. And sometimes it takes me a little while to get around to reading them, but I was looking at my emails on my phone, and I saw after I had asked Him about that, I don't remember if it was the next day or it was just sometime soon after I had asked the Lord for a confirmation. Lo and behold, the article that I received from the Elijah List was titled, A Summer of Miracles. And I had planned to title my message, Summer Miracles. And I thought, wow. Lord, I take that as a confirmation. That is my confirmation. And I put down in my notes a little bit of the article, and this isn't all the article, this is just a portion of it, but this is what she said in the article, the woman that wrote this article. I heard the Lord say, prophesy this. Prophesy it will be a summer of miracles. Prophesy it over your nation. Prophesy it over your situations. Prophesy it into the atmosphere. Then he said, speak it out and decree it, and it shall be established. Job 22:28. And she went on to say, it's time. It's a now time. It's a new time. A new day. Yes, a new day. Call in your miracle. Call it in. What are my promises for you? What has been prophesied over you? A lot of us have received personal prophecies that have not come to pass. But we all have words that we can stand upon because it's in the Word of God. And it's called the promises of God. And we stand upon the promises of God. There was an old song written years ago, Standing on the Promises. Some of you old timers like me might remember that one. Standing on the Promises of God. There are promises in the Word of God that we can take hold of, and we can believe it and declare it and receive it for ourselves. And it is the Word of God, and the Word of God is truth, and the Word of God is powerful, and it will accomplish that what it is sent forth to do. It will accomplish. We just have to believe, and we have to trust God, and we have to have faith in God and faith in His Word, faith in the Holy Bible. We have to have faith in His Word. And if we have faith, we know that the Bible says faith moves the hand of God. So when God sees our faith, He sees us as righteous because it's His righteousness that is in us through Jesus Christ, what He did for us. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. But Jesus has made us righteous. And when we believe God and trust in Him and have faith in Him and in His Word, He sees us as righteous. And He will move on our behalf because He sees faith, and faith moves the hand of God every time without fail. So, the message today, the purpose of this message is for you to receive your miracle, whatever it is you're believing for. Because that's why God wanted me to speak on miracles today. Why else would He want me to speak on miracles if He didn't want to give you a miracle? He wants your faith to be built up today so that you can receive your miracle, or receive a miracle on behalf of a loved one, receive a miracle for a relationship, for a marriage, receive miracles of healing, receive miracles of financial miracles. A lot of people need financial miracles. Whatever miracle you need, God is here to give it to you today if you will just believe and stretch out your faith, reach out and receive it. You receive it by faith, and it will be done. It will be done. And then you got to keep trusting and believing that it will come to pass, because it will. If you'll believe, it will. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it will come to pass. Now, like I said, there are many types of miracles. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble, or a very present help in trouble. Now, I'm going to tell a story of a miracle of protection. And this is my summer story number one, a very present help. Now, once upon a time, a long time ago, in a not so far away land, there was four kids and a dog. Now, these four kids were myself and my three siblings. Shanda is the oldest, and at that time she was about 10 years old, and then I was about 8 years old, and Stuart was about 5 years old, and Otis, the youngest, was about 4 years old, and Otis is Alex's daddy. So I'm going to be talking about Alex's dad today. So we every summer would go to my grandma's house. And of course, we would go, you know, other times too. But we always loved going out to grandma and grandpa's house. And when we were out of school and everything in the summer, Stuart and Otis weren't in school yet. But anyway, we would go out there, and they lived out in the country. And so it was always fun going out there. And my grandma, she was one of those fun grandmas. She was a hoot. And we just loved, you know, being out there. So we were out there one day, and we, grandma had laid down to take a nap. And grandma always took a nap. I mean, you know, is all the years I knew her, she lived to be 95. She died in 2012. My grandpa died in, let's see, on Dia's 10th birthday. So 93 is when my grandpa died. But anyway, so we were out there, and we decided while grandma was taking her nap that we would walk down the road. And back then, there wasn't very many houses on the street at all. It was out in the country, but it still is out in the country. And there's, you know, not houses everywhere, but there's a lot more houses now than there was back then. And we were walking down the street, and first I got to back up and tell you about the dog. My Uncle Ursel, he still lived at home. He was a teenager, and he was, yeah, of course, still living at home. And he had brought home this German Shepherd. And so the three of us, Shanda, myself, and Stuart, we would play with the dog. We liked the dog, and we weren't afraid of the dog. But Otis, for some reason, was deathly afraid of that dog. And any time the dog would come around him, he would kick at him because he was afraid of him. He wanted him to stay away. And so we were out walking down the street one day, down the road, while Grandma was taking her nap. And we were, you know, running down the road, and we were playing and everything. And all of a sudden, the dog started attacking Otis. And I think because, of, you know, Otis was afraid, dogs sense fear, and also because Otis would kick at him. So he started attacking Otis. And Shanda, my big sister, our big sister, she was, of course, she was only about 10, but Shanda was a tough girl. She was tough. She used to beat up the neighborhood boys that would pick on us. That, like myself and my two younger brothers, there were some neighbor kids where we lived on Murphy Street in Burleson, and there were some neighbor kids that would pick on us sometimes and hurt us sometimes. And so Shanda found out about that, or if she witnessed it, but she took out after them, and she would beat them up, and they were afraid of her. She was a tough girl, tough little girl. And but anyway, I wasn't so tough. I was always real small for my age, and you'll know why when I tell my next story. But I was small, and so I was afraid, and Stuart was afraid, and we went over. I was about 8, like I said, and he was about 5. And so I remember thinking, if I can just go get in the briars, and I don't care if there's bees in there, I'm going to get in the briars, and I'll be safe. And so I went and got in the briars, and there was lots of briars along the road in the woods and wooded area. It's still a real wooded area, but there was lots of briars. And so I got in the briars. You know, briars are like that hedge of protection that you pray. That hedge of protection, that thorny, that thorns, the briars. Well, anyway, I thought I would be safe. And so I went over there, and then Stuart went over there too, and we were crying, and Shanda had hold of Otis's arms and around his chest and his arms, and the dog had his legs, and they were playing tug of war with Otis, and the dog bit his legs all up. He had holes all in his legs, and where the dog bit him. But the dog was trying to get to his neck, but Shanda would not let him. And then she came over there with us. In the meantime, Grandma suddenly woke up from her nap. And then she heard she heard us, and she knew something was wrong. And so she ran out of that house, and she ran like lightning. Grandma was not a runner. She was not athletic at all. But she took off, lightning speed, running down that road. And by the time she got to Otis and Shanda and the dog, she had a big, thick limb, like from a tree, in her hand. And she said that she did not stop and pick up anything. But when she got there, she had that in her hand. And she whomped the dog on the nose real hard. And it broke it in half. That's how hard she hit him. And he cowered down. And so Grandma was able to get Otis up. And we were all gathered around Grandma. And we were all crying. And we started making our way back to the house. By the time we got to the front door, the dog took after Otis again, trying to get to him again. And so Grandma still had that half of that thick branch in her hand, that limb. And so she hit him again, and he went down, and we all got in the house. Okay, so what is the miracle in that? Well, for one thing, the Lord gave my grandma supernatural speed and strength and put the stick, the limb, in her hand. Because she said she did not stop and pick anything up, but it was just there in her hand. And so, and then also, my sister, 10-year-old girl, had the strength to hold the dog, stave off the dog, and be able to hold Otis up against her until help could come, and did not allow that dog to get to his neck or to get in, you know, for the kill, go in for the kill. And so the Lord was supernaturally protecting and doing miracles that day. I want to read Psalm 91, verses 1 through 3. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. And then look at Psalm 91, 9 through 12. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. That's what he did for us. He provided a miracle of protection. He kept my little brother from being killed that day. And he gave my sister and my grandma strength and just miraculous strength, speed, a weapon to defend Otis against the dog. So that was a miracle of protection that day for us. And there's been many times, if you look back on things that happened and you think, wow, I should have been killed, or there, like it's something like an accident or something, you think, I should have been killed or they should have been killed, and they're just fine. There's so many miracles that happen around us every day. So many miracles of protection every day. Many have been in war. Many have been in battles and in combat and different things. And miraculously, they came out alive and untouched. God is with us. If we will make him our shelter. The Bible says, if we make the Lord our refuge and our shelter, he will do all these things. He will protect us. He will keep us. So that's why it's so important to make the Lord your shelter. Make the Lord your refuge, your strong and mighty high tower, like the Bible talks about. Make him your Savior and Lord, because you will be safe in him. You know, our grandson is in the military. And even in the short time he's in the military, he's even seen some combat. And I don't worry. I don't live in worry. I don't live in fear over him being in the military. He was in the Philippines, and now all this stuff is, you may have seen in the news or whatever, that stuff going on in Taiwan and China being aggressive toward Taiwan and all this stuff, and that's probably where he would go. But I am not going to live in fear. I am not going to worry, because the Lord is my shelter and he is my family's shelter. And I pray the word over my grandson. I pray Psalm 91 over my grandson. I pray Psalm 91:11, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. I pray that over Isaac, so no evil will befall him, because the word is a shelter for us. And the word gives us peace. And it gives us rest. And it gives us confidence and hope. There's always hope in God, because nothing is impossible with God. God is a miracle working God. So now that brings me to summer story number two. Creative miracle, the healing of my kidneys. Now, when I was, this few years later, I was, when I was a kid, you know, I was a baby, and when I was little and growing up and everything, I was pretty sickly. And when I was about 11 or 12, it was either in 70 or 71. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, that's been a long time ago, so I don't remember exactly. But I was 11 or 12, and I remember one day Shanda and I were praying over at a neighbor friend's house, and I had to go to the bathroom. And so when I went to the bathroom, it burned, and I had blood in my urine. And so then I think Shanda's the one that told Mama. I don't think I even said anything, and Shanda told Mama. And so Mom and Daddy took me to the doctor, to Dr. Haberly in Burleson. He was the doctor for years in Burleson. And so they started me on a regimen of penicillin shots. I mean, they hurt. They would shoot me in the hip. And it wasn't just one shot. I had to go back several days a week and have penicillin shots in my hip. And so that went on for a while. And then I don't remember exactly how long, but I know we went back to school. And that was one summer, you know, when that started. And then we went back to school. And one Saturday morning, I woke up and I looked in the mirror, and my face was very swollen. And I remember I was a skinny little kid. When I was in first grade, I weighed 27 pounds. I was a little kid, and, you know, weakly and sickly. And so now I think it was probably because of my kidneys. So I looked in the mirror, and I had red patches all over my face, and my face was all swollen. So Mom and Daddy ran me back to Dr. Haberly, and he, you know, examined. They always did urine tests and all of that. And he said, she's not getting any better. In fact, she's getting worse. And she's going to have a kidney transplant. They said that was my only hope, was to have a kidney transplant. So, of course, my mama didn't hear that and think, oh, woe is me. Now I'm going Rochelle's going to have a kidney transplant, and getting all this fear and everything. No. That's not who my mama was. My mama, or who she is a woman of faith. So, first church service after that doctor appointment, that would have been like the next day on Sunday, we went, of course, we always went to church. And we were very, Mama was very involved in church, the youth director and piano player and sang and everything. So we were at church, and Mama took me down and had me prayed for. Well, all I can tell you is, from that day on, I have never had another kidney infection, bladder infection. I was even having colon infections. Everything. It's like everything was failing. But God miraculously healed me. It was a creative miracle because He gave me new kidneys. Why would I never have another infection and never have another problem? It was because He gave me new kidneys. He did a creative miracle. And He wants to do creative miracles. He wants to heal people. He wants to set people free. He wants to do things on your behalf. But we must trust and believe. And we must extend our faith and believe that He will do it for us. The Word says He will. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered Him punished by God, stricken by Him, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He paid the price for our healing. He paid the price for our forgiveness. He paid the price for our peace. Even for our peace. He set us free. He set us free from our transgressions and iniquities. And He heals our bodies. And He saves our souls. And He delivers us from the power of Satan. Everything we need, He did for us on the cross. And He finished it off when He rose from the dead and took the hells of death, hell and the grave. He conquered hell, death, and the grave for us. He did it all for us. So we can walk in healing. We can walk in freedom. We can walk the miracle life of God. We can have it every day. A miracle way of life. That's all I've ever known all my life is miracles. That's all my mom has ever known all of her life is miracles. Because she believed and trusted God and had faith in God. And she taught us to do the same. 1 Peter 2:24, He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. If the Bible says it, then that it's a done deal. If the Bible says it, then it is truth, and it will come to pass if we will just believe. Now, I want you to look at this truth. It is God's will for you to be healed. Jesus has already paid the price for our healing. He took the beating in vain if we don't believe and contend for our healing. It's God's will. Whether you need a physical healing, a financial healing, an emotional healing, a mental healing, a relational healing, whatever it is you need, God wants to give you a miracle today. And I would like for the worship team to come back up. And they're going to sing the song, Miracles. And God is wanting to release miracles today for you. Don't let doubt and unbelief steal your victory. Don't let it. Don't let doubt and unbelief steal your victory. You command it to go and declare, I believe your word, O Lord, and I receive my miracle in Jesus' name. And we're going to do that today. I want you to repeat after me. I command the spirit of doubt and unbelief to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare, I believe your word, and I receive my miracle in Jesus' name. And we're going to stand this morning, but I want you to do more than stand. I want you to take a step of faith, and I want you to come down to this altar. If you need a miracle, if you have a family member that needs a miracle, I want you to come down to this altar, and I want you to receive the miracle for yourself or your family members. Whatever it is you need, I want you to come down here and receive, because God is here to do miracles. He is here to perform miracles. He is here to move on your behalf. That's why he had me preach this message today. The purpose of God was performed today as I presented the word of God. And he is here to do miracles. That's why he wanted this message preached today, because he wants to give you a miracle. He wants to grant you the desires of your heart. He wants to move on your behalf, because he loves you. He loves you. He cares for you. Oh, he wants you to extend your faith. Extend your faith and receive. Receive from him today. Say, I believe. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in your miracle working power. And I receive it today, and I call it done in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Miracles are being released today. Miracles are being released to you today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are good. Praise him. Praise him today. Praise him as he moves on your behalf and as he gives you your miracle today. Don't let Satan steal it. Don't let him steal it from you. But you receive it today. Colin is going to receive his new heart, Tiffany. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your miracle-working power that is at work in this place today. It is at work in our lives. It's at work in our families. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Okay, Kaylee.
He's moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God. You're the God of miracles. Let faith rise as we sing, I believe. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.